Steve Stories. My name is Steve Fletcher, and in 1990 I founded Swicker Carnival, who have organised Cardiff Carnival ever since. Steve Story number 9. Cardiff Carnival in Cardiff City Centre. Following a number of years when Cardiff Carnival was located down Cardiff Bay, in 2012 it returned in style to the city centre itself. Of course, the parade would remain the highlight of Carnival Day, but it was decided to create open-air street stages at Churchill Way and in the Hayes. What is Carnival? That's the question that the organisers Swicker Carnival constantly ask themselves. In 2012, with a return to the city centre, there was an opportunity to rethink and reposition Carnival to ensure it was open to as many different sorts of upbeat celebratory performances and so offer a platform to creative Carnival Cardiff at its best. The street stages accordingly featured not only Carnival-related groups in action, but also the funkiest community groups in town, as well as local street entertainers, everything from street musicians to clown troupes and more besides. One act in particular sticks in my mind as embodying this new broad church approach to Cardiff Carnival. Burlesque Cardiff were a group of ladies of all shapes and sizes who really had a taste for dressing up and performing, and so were natural allies for the new look Cardiff Carnival. Their debut contribution to the street stages, including their 20 strong dancers, complete with authentic Parisian finery and flowing skirts, performing the high-kicking can-can to great applause from the 500-strong audience. Their number ended, as all good can-cans should, with the dancers all doing the splits, complete with banshee howls, toppling over one another like gaudy carnival dominoes. Another positive development in 2012 concerned the parade route. For many years, the council resisted allowing the parade to parade the length of the pedestrianised Queen Street, on the basis it would be disruptive to shoppers. When the Carmen Miranda-inspired lead section of the 2012 Cardiff Carnival Parade, all decked out in fruity, towering headgear and hooped skirts, turned from Churchill Way onto the previously forbidden territory of Queen Street, this represented quite a breakthrough. As parade organiser, I am obliged to walk ahead of the parade in my high-vis vest, complete with walkie-talkie. But I will never forget looking down Queen Street before the parade's arrival and realising that the people of Cardiff had come out in such force to support the carnival, as there were hundreds lining both sides of Queen Street right along its entire length. So the parade successfully navigated Queen Street and its street furniture, and for a brief moment, as the various carnival musics from our street bands and drumming groups echoed down the length of Queen Street and our flamboyant dancers mingled with our happy audience, I really felt that Cardiff Carnival had, in some glorious and flamboyant way, truly come home.